DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jared Reed in Bonn. Egyptian opposition politician Mohamed El Baradei has called for a boycott of upcoming parliamentary elections set by the Islamist President Mohamed Morsi. Morsi announced on Thursday a four-stage vote for the lower house of parliament to begin in late April and last until June. El Baradei has described the process as an act of deception, with Egypt's liberal and secular opposition arguing the country's political crisis surrounding the controversial new constitution should be resolved before holding parliamentary elections. But Islamists have dismissed any suggestion the polls would lack credibility, predicting a strong turnout. Meantime, Egyptian state television is reporting that Morsi has agreed to bring forward the date of the first stage of the polls to April 22 and 23. That's to avoid Coptic Christians having to vote during their Easter celebrations. The United Kingdom has been slapped with a credit downgrade by the investor agency Moody's from AAA to AA1. Moody's says the UK's slow growth and a rising debt burden was behind the demotion. It says there'll be sluggish growth in the UK over the next few years, but that its creditworthiness remained high and its outlook stable. All three of the major ratings agencies, Moody's, Standard & Poor's and Fitch, have put Britain's rating on negative watch. The politician in charge of Britain's finances, Chancellor of the Exchequer George Osborne, says he'll press on with Britain's austerity reforms.
Well, I think this is a stark reminder of the debt problems that Britain faces and the clearest possible warning to anyone who thinks we can run away from dealing with those problems.
The defence ministers of Germany and the Netherlands have travelled to Turkey, visiting their country's NATO missile units that are designed to stop missile attacks from Syria. Thomas de Maizière from Germany and his Dutch counterpart Janine Hennis-Plasschaert met with Turkey's defence minister İsmet Yılmaz, the trio insisting the NATO mission was purely defensive. Turkey asked for help late last year following sporadic cross-border fire with forces from the Syrian regime. The visit comes ahead of a trip to the region by the German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Sunday. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Austerity-weary Italians head to the polls on Sunday and Monday in parliamentary elections being closely watched around Europe. An election campaign blackout came into force on Saturday. The final evening of campaigning on Friday saw the radical protest party of the comedian wildcard Beppe Grillo draw thousands to Rome's San Giovanni Square. Grillo's five-star movement party, which promises to hold a referendum on the euro, could receive a massive protest vote and become Italy's third biggest party. A total of 50 million people are eligible to vote. Italian analysts are unable to agree as to whether the Democratic leader, Pier Luigi Bassani, would be able to form a stable majority that could push through the economic reforms Italy needs to end its recession. He's thought to be a few points ahead of the former Prime Minister and centre-right leader, Silvio Berlusconi. Meantime, the Vatican has lashed out at the media, describing recent allegations of conspiracies and corruption as false news reports designed to influence those who are to elect a new pope. It comes after Italian newspapers ran reports about a secret dossier prepared in the wake of last year's scandal over leaked documents known as VatiLeaks. Two newspapers say the dossier, prepared by cardinals for Pope Benedict, included allegations of corruption, favouritism and of blackmail attempts against homosexual clergy in the Vatican. The reports suggest this may have led Benedict to resign. But in a rare response to media criticism on Saturday, the Vatican said its cardinals should be free from so-called external pressures to elect their new pope. Benedict is to step down on Thursday. To the Bundesliga, Bayern Munich have smashed 6 goals to Werder Bremen's 1. Hamburg had a chance to go 5th with a win in Hanover, but fell well short, losing 5-1. Mainz played out a 1-1 draw against Wolfsburg, as did Stuttgart and Nuremberg. And Augsburg jumped out of the automatic relegation zone with a crucial 2-1 win against Hoffenheim.
And the Oscar goes to...
And it's just over a day until the 85th Academy Awards kick off in Los Angeles. Germany's hopes lie with the Austrian actor Christoph Waltz. He also holds German citizenship. He's nominated in the Best Supporting Actor category. And the German-born Austrian filmmaker Michael Haneke is up for Best Director with his film Amour. This is Jared Reed for Deutsche Welle News.